Hey, it's the Pete here for the 666 cast webcast or website 666.com and thepete.com. It's been a while, about 5 months. As I bumped the iPhone, my humble apologies. This has been a crappy year so far in a lot of ways. It's been nice and crappy at the same time, and the crappy stuff has stopped me from doing any number of things that I want to do. But as May hit and my birthday has appeared around the corner, it's in June, I got a little antsy, and because I'm a year closer to 40 this year, and I'm not going to say how many a year closer to 40 I am, But I just sort of got this spinal infusion where I just was like, okay, time to start doing stuff and telling everything else to basically fuck off and push through everything that I want to get done. So that's kind of what I'm trying to get done or trying to do. So if you notice around my site, there are a lot of new things. I've added a bunch of new Tumblr blogs. But with a few domains, minirevs.com, fu.org are just two of them. That's two of them. I need to point website 666 at Tumblr as well. I don't have the money right now. Yes, I know I can do it for free, but the way I want to do it, I need $10. So, and I can't spare $10 right now because I'm brokies. What else is new? Anyway, so back in January, I think it was February, I forget. You're about to find out because I recorded a podcast or a 666 cast and never posted it because once again, things got in my way. And like I said, enough of that. Getting things done. I only was able to record a 15-minute podcast earlier in the year simply because. Not actually because I was out of time, but because I got through everything so quickly. I made my point, and well, you'll hear I explain it. But anyway, so the other thing is that as the year crawled on, I really felt like there's a real good reason to have more dissenting voices out there. I mean, I'm sure there are other podcasts that that specialize in the contrarian view, but I figure I can do that too. Here it is, the return of 666 cast. And I'm recording this on May 9th, 2010. So yeah. Anyway, so what you're gonna hear is the Christmas episode. because I wasn't able to record it at Christmas. I recorded it late. And it's particularly ironic seeing as it's May to listen to this now. But basically, I talk about Santa Claus and God. So, yay. One thing real quick. I should probably wait until... No. Let's do this now. One thing I've discovered over the past 6 months is that Tumblr.com pretty much rocks. There are a couple things I don't like about it. I think it encourages stupid posts. You know, and by that I mean posts where you throw up a picture or a quick little comment and not actually offer much in the way of commentary beyond that. And a lot of what Tumblr blogs end up posting are reposts, reblogs. And I've done that a little bit myself, but I always try to add commentary. That said, there are lots of people who do great work on Tumblr, do great blogging on Tumblr, and I follow a number of them. A bunch of them are atheists. I recommend, let's see, I will wait for you to get a pen while I look at who I follow that's an atheist. Friendlyatheist.tumblr.com, I believe. Hang on, let me just look. Where is it? I totally don't see it. Maybe he's on the next page. Well, I'm sure if you just Google Friendly Atheist, you'll find him. These are all the people that are following me. Oh, that's interesting. I clicked on the wrong thing. No wonder I can't find him, because he's not following me back, the bastard. The Godless Heathen. Shit. I don't know where to go on Tumblr for this. Oh, well. Anyway, so Friendly Atheist. I'm just going to start typing URLs then. Friendlyatheist.com. Let's see. I think it's... Where is it? No. Is it There Is No God? Yeah, hang on, I'm looking. I think it's There Is No God at Tumblr.com, and they, of course, post loads of other stuff from other atheists online. Yeah, There Is No God.tumblr.com. That's it. So, apologies. Sorry. Those two guys post a lot of great stuff. I think maybe like the only thing I've really disagreed with is one of them comparing an unborn baby, a fetus, embryo, whatever cells you want to call them, to things like a chicken egg and a tree acorn and what was the other one? Shit, I was just looking at the post. Yes, and a wad of silkworm web or whatever the heck that is. I'm such a city boy. It's sad. But you know, that comparison I think is ridiculously unfair. Simply because a tree, you know, to us is like any other tree. A chicken, like any other chicken, is a chicken. So, you know, eating an egg or stepping on a nut or stopping a silkworm from spinning a web, you know, that's totally not the same thing as stopping a human life from growing. That said, I think it should still be up to each individual person. I mean, I think suicide should be legal and encouraged in some cases. No, I'm kidding. I do respect all life and do think that we all have a right to live. But I do think we all have a right to choose. And I like Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson and other guys like that who said, basically, give me liberty or give me death. In other words, you know, if I can't live in freedom, then what's the point? You know, let me choose to die. And that, I think, is a reasonable attitude. However, suicide, you know. Anyway, I'm totally off on the topic. I'm so sorry. Back on track. Tumblr rocks, lots of atheists out there. Twitter has a bunch of atheists as well. Very cool, interesting conversations arising from both like-minded and different minds, or like-minded individuals and differently-minded individuals, which is kind of cool, and is frankly my favorite part of the internet, though I do have strict guidelines for myself on how much debate I'm willing to take part in, or I'm going to allow myself to take part in, and that's very limited, because it can get out of control too fast. I'm sure you and everyone on the internet knows that is true. But anyway, so let me think if there's anything that I need to explain as an intro to the podcast I recorded back in earlier this year, back in the winter. It's very short. It's only 15 minutes, which is why I decided to record this intro. But basically the idea is Santa and God. Why would you believe in either? Or if you believe in one, why? Or if you don't believe in one, why do you believe in the other? So I might as well just jump for it now. We're only coming up on 9 minutes here. So the podcast will be a little bit short this week by 5 minutes. But hopefully I am setting a trend. Next week I will try to do the dishes on Sunday and record another one for us, for you, for me, for the world to listen to. So I'm going to give you two outros in today's podcast, this one here, and then you'll get another one in a little bit. So thank you very much for listening. This is the Pete, and enjoy the Christmas special, the Christmas episode in May. Oh, well, nobody's perfect, right? Not even God. Anyway, hope you had a lovely Christmas and are enjoying 2010 more than me. All right. Here it comes. Any second now. Hey, it's the Pete here from Website 666. This is a Website 666.com and the Pete.com.
This is episode 7 of Triple Six Cast. I'm recording it January 10th. Happy New Year, 2010. I apologize for the long delay in between episodes. I was sick 3 times over the holidays. Worst holiday season for me ever. It sucked. But I'm back, so here you go. And unfortunately, I missed out on the Christmas stuff, which disappointed me because it's kind of one of my favorite times of the year to kind of slam as not just an atheist, but as a person who worries about the morals of our society. But my whole feeling is I asked a question I thought was a good question a few years ago on my on the website 666 blog. If you don't believe in Santa, why do you believe in God? Santa is basically just, you know, pro-good behavior propaganda for kids. The idea is, oh, well, Santa, you know, will reward you if you're good and will give you coal if you're not good. And so kids behave. Likewise, that's the same thing as God. God is, you know, going to reward us with life everlasting and heaven and all this good stuff if we behave during life. Nice theory, no proof, but nice theory. The difference with Santa is that your parents will, you know, be Santa, will pretend to be Santa, but nobody's really pretending to be God. There are lots of people who like to say they act on God's behalf, but there's no one who's really capable of doing God-like things, which is probably a good thing, actually. But yeah, so basically, God and Christmas, it's all just propaganda, and what's really scary is that capitalism has kind of co-opted it. To sort of keep capitalism going, keep capitalism propped up. So if the mortgage crisis wasn't enough for you, if the fact that our money really isn't worth anything, see episode 6 of Triple Six Cast to find out what I mean by that. You'll discover, you know, that our entire world or our entire economy has huge, giant, you know, weak links in it. Kind of frightening stuff where basically one thing goes wrong. Granted, they're big things and they don't usually go wrong, but they have. And the whole world is dragged down. You know, whether it's, like I said, the mortgage crisis or whatever else. I don't think the mortgage crisis would have been that big of a deal if only our money was actually worth something. And I don't think the fact that our money being worth nothing is that big of a deal. Actually, I do think that's a big deal. Sorry. Anyway, the point is, Christmas has turned into a giant propaganda tool for capitalism, for the economy. Because I've heard that the majority of the profits retailers make come to them, are made during the Christmas season. That's pretty frightening. So if you take all those away, if all of a sudden we all stop celebrating Christmas, what do you think would happen? I mean, I really don't know. Yes, I'm doing dishes again. I really don't know what would happen. I'd love to try it and see. I think it would expose other weaknesses if our economy did fail. Because really our system, our economic system, should be strong enough to weather a few mishaps, shouldn't it? But it seems like it's really... I don't know. I guess it is ultimately strong enough because we're not all poor in the streets instantly because of all this. But a lot of us are pretty poor, and the job rate or the unemployment rate is stuck at 10%. It's not going any higher only because fewer people are looking for work. So, yeah. But anyway, so when you see people like Bill O'Reilly and other conservative types going, oh, there's a war on Christmas, get mad at anyone who doesn't wish you a Merry Christmas. That's just as stupid on so many levels. But the one you probably don't normally think about is the pro-economic propaganda side of things. No, we have to accept Christmas as part of American life. Christmas is wonderful. Christmas is important. We should all celebrate Christmas, even if we're not Christian. Why? Because if we don't, our economy will fail. So anytime anybody says anything positive about Christmas, it's ultimately in service of our economy. Just like oil, if we were to get rid of oil, who knows, there'd be an absurd drop-off in our economy because so much of our economy is tied up with oil, thanks to petrodollars and stuff like that. I think I mentioned that on the 666 cast. You should Google or Wikipedia, check out Wikipedia, their page for petrodollars if you don't know what a petrodollar is. But let's just put it this way. If we stop trading oil, our economy would probably fall apart. I've read some estimates that suggest our economy is 60% oil. So that's frightening, too. So I wonder how much of our economy is Christmas, though. Regardless, if we were to drop Christmas, our economy would not be happy. So think about that the next time you're, shopping for Christmas presents or stocking stuffers, that sort of thing. Personally, I wouldn't mind a little apocalypse, or as Reverend Billy Talen calls it, the shapocalypse. I don't know what would happen if we were to actually go through it. If everyone just boycotted Christmas one year, I don't know what would happen. Personally, I think we should boycott shopping-wise, just because I think we can survive the consequences of it. And I think we'd all be better off focusing on each other and giving each other presents we've all either made or not giving presents at all. Giving presents of presence. You know, being there for each other as opposed to buying something that is a surrogate. You know, here, have this iPod while I'm not there for you emotionally. That kind of thing. You know what I mean? I think you do, because we've all been there. On either side. On both sides. So that's my dig on Christmas, really. Great in theory, not so great in practice. I always tend to think of holidays as the most stressful time of the year, just because travel and putting up with family. I mean, really, family itself is kind of a weird concept. It's fine if you like your family, and I don't dislike my family, but there are times when I hate my family, when I don't want to be around them. I can usually take my family for a couple days, 2-3 days maybe. We just don't have that much in common, and that's okay. It's just funny that we put so much pressure in this culture on, family, the family unit. You know, sometimes the family unit is not what's best for people. And I think we don't want to ever accept that. Certainly not the conservatives out in the world. So, anyway. Sorry, hang on. I need to get more dishes to wash. My wife loves when I record the 666 cast because it means the dishes will get done. Christmas. Wow, I think I pretty much covered it. See, the secret this week is that this is like the third take or the fourth take at this point. I had loads of trouble just trying to keep my thoughts in order for some reason. I haven't done this in so long. I haven't done any sort of podcasting in so long. I kind of forgot how to order up on my thoughts in a row, but several takes does help, as I'm sure any of my podcasting brothers and sisters out there would be able to attest to. Let me think if there's anything else about Christmas. Well, Santa's not real, obviously. Therefore, God isn't real. Because ultimately, God is just our Santa. Santa for adults. Propaganda for capitalism. Man, I just zinged through it so fast. Just like the Federal Reserve episode of the 666 cast last time. Episode 6 was so fast, just because I've just boiled all the arguments down so simply now. What do I suggest instead of buying gifts from Best Buy and Amazon? I don't know, because I like gifts from Best Buy. I like getting gifts from Amazon and Best Buy. I don't know, I just think we need to refocus our lives. I mean, I'm honestly fine with buying my own gifts for myself from Amazon and Best Buy. Excuse me as I lean in and keep the iPhone recording, or the screen lit up. I'm fine with getting myself cool stuff. I'd rather get something thoughtful and handmade or something. Just a sentiment, a personal sentiment. Even if it's just a card, hey, thinking about you. You know, I really kind of prefer that kind of sentiment. Maybe it's just because I'm old or getting old, but So I'd rather have the connection with another human being than a connection with another gadget or thing, especially when I can just buy one myself. I mean, I'm broke most of the time, so I'll happily take donations towards gadgets, but really, to me, it's about the connection, and it bugs me that everything turns into this big sort of shop extravaganza every year, and we sort of miss the point, and we miss that we're actually being manipulated into supporting the system in yet another way. And, you know, as usual, there's just simply not enough questioning going on, of how this system really benefits us, or if it does. I mean, I hate to sound like a knee-jerk reaction-y paranoia person, but I really see a system that exploits us all, one and all, every single one of us. And it's frustrating, because I don't want to be exploited. I want to create good things for the world, but the world doesn't want good things to be created for it. I mean, the world itself does, but our society doesn't. And that's what's really frustrating. That's one of the things that keeps me doing this podcast. I just really feel like there's got to be something somebody says about how screwed up the world is and how, you know, things like Christmas, where we have this idea that it's just this 100% good thing, or so many of us have this idea that it's 100% a good thing, and even, you know, some of us that are willing to admit, oh, well, you know, it's over-corporatized. No, it's not over-corporatized. It is corporatized. It's been corporatized since the beginning. You know, Christianity was the original Microsoft, you know, and it's like, if you can't beat them, co-opt them. That's been Microsoft's attitude, and that's certainly been Christianity's attitude. And it's just a shame that we all want to believe the positive so much that we're willing to ignore any sort of questioning of any part of our system. And I can think of quite a bit of our various systems. Well, our economic system that needs to be questioned, and our belief systems that need to be questioned. And this isn't just about Christianity. Christianity, religion itself, it just seems like a red herring to me. It's like, it doesn't really matter what brand of religion you believe in. It's all just meant to explain stuff that we can't explain rationally. And it's all meant, and if it's more than that, it's meant to control us. So we're supposed to feel better because we know how the universe works. But then why do I have to give to a church? Why do I have to, you know, put some stuff in the donation basket or whatever, some cash in the donation basket? Why that? Why does that have to be there? Or to pay for the church? Why do we need a church? Why can't we just meet in some community hall that's paid for by our taxes? You know what I mean? I could go on. So, you know, it's just one of those things. I think I heard the door open. Maybe not. Hang on. Just waiting for Saskita to get home. Which is why I'm doing the dishes. And why I'm recording this. I tend to record this when I'm by myself and doing the dishes. Just because it's a good time for me to multitask and do chores at the same time. But anyway, I don't know if I have that much more to say. Maybe this will be like a nice short 15-minute episode of the 666 cast. Maybe I should just keep them to 15 minutes until I can dig up that interview audio that I did with my buddy from Britain a couple years back now, two springs ago. So this is the Christmas special. This is it. Play it again in December of 2010. With my approval. This has been the Pete. Don't trust Christmas propaganda. Make Christmas presents yourself.
Thank you for listening.
As I lean in one last time to tap my nose to the screen to keep the screen from going dark. Please visit website 666.com. Follow us on Twitter. Let me know what you think. Comment. Tweet at me. I'm the Pete everywhere. So you can find me that way. Everywhere but on Yahoo. I'm the Pete Con on Yahoo. Alright, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Love to hear what you think. Take care. Happy New Year. Happy 2010. Yes, it's the future. Kind of unimpressive. Oh well. It's not so bad.
Take care. Bye.